Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna... It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to another Thirsty Thursday here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. The Cyclone Fanatic Wilson, is now the Wilson Toyota. I do this all the time. That's the Saturday show. This is the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive radio show at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We've got a fun show for you today, as you well know, if you've been reading CycloneFanatic.com, listening to KXNO, pretty much anything. It's been basketball media day yesterday for the Iowa State men. Women just got done. Bill Finnelly and his press conference today. We've got all the coverage for you at CycloneFanatic.com, of course. And Iowa State, Oklahoma State football coming up. You want to join us on the Hy-Vee hotline? It's wide open. 515-284-5966. 515-284-5966. I welcome in Jeff Woody and Brent Bloom. Bloomer, what's up?
This isn't the Wilson Toyota show because I don't look like Tron.
You're not Tron. I mean,
similar body.
Saturday only.
I don't like that it's starting to feel like fall. That's depressing. But
why is that depressing? I love fall.
I'd put away my golf clubs. I don't want to do
that.
That's
true. Just stop. How are you, Woody?
I'm great.
What's up, brother?
I'm doing awesome. I love fall. My birthday's in like 17 days.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Turning 30?
Airlines turning 51.
22? I love this time of year because it's football season. We're in the heart of it. Baseball playoffs, Royals coming up tonight. My Vikings, Christian Steele getting the start tonight in Lambeau Field for the Minnesota Vikings. So they'll lose by 24. And then you've got like the NASCAR playoffs are going on. That's a big deal. And you've got Hoops Media Day now. I love because Bloom and I, Jeff, no offense to your sport, Bloom and I are Hoops junkies.
That's like, fair.
This is who we are. We cannot change that. So we get really geeked out at this time of year. But it's good to have your expertise with the football. If you want to talk to us, 515-284-5966. Hy-Vee hotline, 515-284-5966. Jeff, do you know anything about basketball?
Can
you
talk basketball for five minutes? Yeah, I can talk basketball a little bit.
Bloomer, we had our big party last night at the cake stand. It was a great time. Fred Hoiberg put on a whale of a show, I must say. All the talk, clearly yesterday, predictably and rightfully so, minutes. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to get this many minutes. That guy's going to get who's going to get all these minutes? What did you take away from everything you read and talking to Fred Hoiberg last night? What did you take away from that?
That it'll all sort itself out. I think it will. So yeah. Someone at the end of the day, they're saying all the right things now that it's all for one team, and if we're playing well, it doesn't matter. You might have one or two guys that will not play as much as they want to on October 3rd, but it'll work. The talent is there. The depth is there, and that's something they haven't had. What I took away from it is Fred allows Fred to play a little bit different defensive style for a couple of reasons, because of Jameel McKay when he comes back. And it sounds like there's no question when McKay's back for that Drake game on December 20th, he's a starter. Mm-hmm. That was pretty clear, and I wondered that, but that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
That he is the starter, no questions asked. But it allows them to play a little bit different defensive style, which they can pressure now they have more depth. But from what it sounds like, the five best guys on the floor, at least to start, it sounds like it'll be Monte Morris, DeJon Jones. You've got Hogan there.
Niang.
And McKay when he's available.
Yeah.
So that seemed pretty clear. And then you have Nader, Thomas, Long off the bench.
Yeah.
Custer will be that ninth guy as well. I don't know how much the Greek's going to play or Dozy.
What's the pronunciation? Did they go through the pronunciation of that?
Sal Boris.
Okay.
Yorgos Salboris. So we put an over-under, Jeff, on our podcast the other night at 8 minutes for him, and we both took the under. But I was told by a pretty good source at Media Day that he'll play a lot early on, that they really, because they want to test him out while McKay is not in the lineup, and they want to see exactly how much this kid's going to be able to give them. come Big 12 time. But I still, I mean, Fred's not going 10, 11
no,
deep. I just can't see it happening.
I don't either. And I think from my guess is the two guys left out are Sal Boris and Adosi.
And I know Sharon Dorsey-Walker.
Those three.
Adosi will still do his Adosi type.
He'll come in and get a foul.
Yeah, he'll do the Jordan Raley treatment.
Right,
like
right.
You need it. You got to get a foul. Jordan's in foul trouble. Send in Adosi.
Average 1 minute, two fouls a game.
Yep.
And I don't know much, but I would guess they cut it off at Custer at that ninth spot. Custer has to play because they need another ball handler. But I would be surprised if Sharon and that's October 3rd, though. Who knows? There's a lot of practice left. Sharon Dorsey-Walker could have an amazing summer and be a lot better. But.
Well, and I think, like, a guy – didn't Naslong pretty much come out of the kind of scrap heap of what
– Relatively, yes.
Predicted to be, like, that
yes.
ninth guy ended up being the sixth guy. So, I mean, that's the type of thing where, you know, we don't know what Fred's going to do.
Sure.
Because he's a smart enough guy that's not going to let it – not going to force something on
yeah.
it. He's going to let everything come to him.
And yeah. it helps those guys who are on the – like we said, like that 9 to 11 guy, to have McKay out, to have Nader and Thomas out for those first two, three games.
I don't want Nader and Thomas out against Georgia State.
No,
though.
Well, but they are going to be.
I know.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They've got a top 20 draft pick on that team, that shooting guard. So.
Well, and they've got all those. They have transfers.
Well, yeah, he's a transfer.
Okay, but then they've got like the Louisville.
They got the Louisville kid.
I mean,
Kevin
they're
Ward
loaded,
kid, yeah.
man.
They're gonna. That's a good test. I think that's the second game of the year. But it's fun from getting a read on the coaches last night. They feel really confident with this group, more so than they did at this time last year. If that tells you anything.
515-284-5966. If you want to join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We'll get to our hot Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive deal of the week here before too long with Tim Mullen. Let's move on to football since this is in football season. If you want to read more about basketball, we've got all that. And I've got like probably 7 or 8 videos from Basketball Media Day that I still have to get up on the website, so you can feast on that all weekend long. Jeff, what do you? Let me pose this to you. Why can't Iowa State run the football?
There is a lot of things that are going on. With
fixable things, because I mean, you got to give me something here. Fixable, or is this deal where they just need to start throwing 90% of the time?
No, it's fixable.
Okay.
It's just a matter of having. There are like three things that have to happen all at the same time in order for it to be fixed. Because one thing's not going to do it. The things that have to happen are deep balls have to start landing in receivers' hands, as opposed to kind of. A lot of times, there's that threat. Like there's a big post route to Lazard in the first quarter of the game on Saturday, and it was like 3 feet too long.
Yeah,
that ball has to get caught in order to back the safeties off, because it looks like what, I mean, Baylor's MO was, we're going to put 9 guys within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage, we're going to double cover the tight end, and we're going to play run for everyone else. You beat us to somebody else, you beat us. I don't care. But you're not, your tight end and your running back aren't going to beat us. And then the offensive line is getting blown back a little bit at a couple certain spots.
Which ones?
I would say the left guard spot's the one that's been the most suspect to me, and then the left tackle spot, depending on the health of Daigle, because it looked like he was a little bit shaken.
Yeah.
He wasn't 100%, because 100% of Daigle is a pretty good tackle. It's just he didn't look as confident on his legs, so I think there's something wrong with him. I just don't know what it is. And then I think the running backs have to do a better job of setting up where they want to go. And understanding that a lot of times there is going to be pushback in the offensive line. You just have to send the linebackers with your track and how you're setting up the run game. You have to send the linebackers where you want them to go and not let them dictate where you're going.
I think at some point Sam needs to be more accurate with those short the short passing game to me, and I don't know as much about football as you do, but I'm looking at this team that can't run the football. They can't do it. At least they haven't shown the ability to do so.
Yeah, they
right
haven't
now.
Shown the ability.
Not
to.
From the running back spot.
From the running back.
Yeah.
Correct. Which is a lot of Sam's too. Like, I know the 47-yard scamper that was designed run.
Right.
That was
yeah.
his own read.
Right.
But like the majority of Sam's runs this year are, you know, him just taking off in the pocket because there's nothing else there. But I mean, the short passing game to me though, Bloom and I went and watched Teddy Bridgewater on Sunday in the Minnesota Vikings, and there's a reason why Jarius Wright has 150 yards receiving in that game. He made some plays with his legs, but when he's running a quick slant or when he's running the screen, the ball's hitting him in stride, mm-hmm. and he can bam. You know, he can take off and make that first step,
right.
and he can create something with his legs. I see so much of the time, and I don't know if it's pass protection, if it's communication or what, but Iowa State's guys have to, you know, they got to reach up. They got to They got to reach behind them. I'm not seeing these guys get hit in stride, and I just feel like if they can get that short passing game going, doesn't that make up for your running game or lack thereof?
A little bit, but a lot of what, again, the MO to defend Iowa State is, especially what Baylor has done, Iowa plays it differently, so it's two, I mean, kind of completely different styles. Of, Iowa's a lot more passive, and they rely on the front four to get pressure, where Baylor is bringing just an absolute, I mean, they would bring six people almost every play if they could, and they played press man on the outside. Well, when you have quick game against press man with the corners, it's really difficult to operate because quick game, meaning Sam just catches it and throws it, like you were talking about, it's really difficult for that because it's entirely based on timing. And if the timing is thrown off by a press receiver or a press corner, it makes your job a heck of a lot more difficult. So the way you get out of that is if the team's going to blitz, so say we're playing Baylor, if a team's going to blitz, you've got to run right into the teeth of them because if they're bringing pressure, it means they're taking a second-level defender and putting him on the line of scrimmage, which once you get through that first level then, you go straight to the third-level safeties. So it's 20 yards of gain right there. So you have to be able to run through a blitz. And if they're playing back, then you do have to do those things like you're talking about where you have to be able to hit the quick game if they're playing off, but you still have to be able to run the ball because eyes have to be kept in the backfield for quick game to work.
Yeah, I think it's like dominoes, right, where if they can break, I'll run, just one. They have – this is – this stat floored me. I was looking up this week. In the last 198 carries, that's a lot of runs, right? Iowa State's had one of 20 yards or more in 198 carries. They're not – when you're getting pressed up, if you just break, like Jeff said, you break the initial surge, you're gone. But they cannot get past that initial front on the defense. If they do, then you back off, then everything else opens up, like we saw with the Vikings last week.
Yeah.
Once they could, you know, break a couple runs, then it opens up the pass game. The whole thing works better.
McKinnon changed that whole offense when he ripped open that first 25-yard run.
If you listen to Mangino, you can just kind of hear it in his voice, like if we could just get – the run game from the running backs going a little bit, everything else gets easier because it changes the whole way the defense approaches.
Yeah, it's every offense in the country is predicated off the run game unless you're Mike Leach, which his little dink and dunk passes are essentially his run game, which his longer passes are predicated off of those. So if you can't run the ball, the rest of your offense becomes a lot more difficult to do. But if you can run the ball, eyes stay in the backfield where you basically you run every play like a guy is going to be looking at the running back or looking at the quarterback. The more you can let guys be like, you know what, they're not going to run. If they do, they're not going to get any yards anyway. I can run and make sure I'm in the right spot in pass coverage. It makes pass coverage easier for a defense. It makes everything more difficult for an offense. So establishing a run game is critical. And those short passes are nice if they're playing off. But if the MO, and I'm assuming what Oklahoma State's going to do is a lot of what Baylor does, is they're going to play up. They're going to play kind of a closer press man or kind of sag back a couple yards, but they're going to play a lot of the same game plan of bringing pressure and making you beat them.
So at what point do you just pass to set up the run, though? I mean, because
I don't know if you can.
You can't.
I don't buy that, though. I mean, they don't have the personnel to do that. Yeah, you do. If you can do the short passing game that I'm talking about. I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to. Four guys, line them up, quick slant, somebody's going to be, if you can hit that guy. Iowa State, I can't remember the last time that Iowa State's had a quarterback that's been able to just hit that guy in stride. I mean, we saw it a little bit with Sam, I thought, at Iowa, and it really opened up a lot for that offense. I'm sorry, if teams are pressing them like Baylor did, this team's not going to be able to run the ball all year. They're not. It's not going to happen. I don't care what they do schematically. They were just dominated in that aspect of the game. I'm really concerned about this going forward. And I'm a guy who thinks they can beat Oklahoma State, by the way. So my point is I think that I don't want to be all doom and gloom right here. I think that this is a situation. I think that Dax Garmon, my boy Seal Jantz, could throw Iowa State right into this thing. So, I mean, I was really looking forward to talking with you tonight about this because I'm concerned about the running game. I feel like if they can get that going, any semblance of it at all, totally different football team.
Yeah, and exactly right. It has to be any semblance. And Brent, with another clutch stat, I think since Texas Tech of last year, they haven't had a 60-yard rusher in a single running back, and they don't need him.
That's a year's worth, but under 60 yards.
Yeah, and the thing is they don't need a 60-yard running back. They just have to have a guy that's going to get 5 yards. They need a guy that's going to get something.
But I haven't seen it for so long, and that's why I'm pessimistic sitting
which
here.
Which is fair. It's a totally fair assessment. But I think if any of those things come together, two of those three things come together of being able to either block it better, run and set up your blocks better, or throw the deep ball and back people off better, any two of those things will make the offensive run game easier.
And I'll throw this out too, which is a reason for this. The four defenses Iowa State has played, all now North Dakota State's on their own level, but because it's hard to qualify them. But if you include them, they're all in the top 25 of football, championship football, FBS, FCS, yeah. of rush defense. Yeah. So they played really good run defense.
And Kansas State has played Auburn, who was, I believe, the number one or two yeah. rush yeah. offense right. league last
year. They slowed them down, too. So in Oklahoma State, unfortunately, this is not good news, is also in the top 25.
They have athletes,
and they've
man.
Got good defense. That's their strength. There's a defensive line. So that doesn't make me feel good about the run game.
But
after this game, it gets easier.
Yeah.
Once you can play the Toledos in Texas, pretty good,
you know,
team, actually.
But
Oklahoma's good. So maybe not entirely good, but if you can get to, like, Tech and West Virginia, it gets a little bit easier.
That's what's so maddening to me. And, Jeff, I think you'll probably agree, being that they're your former teammates, but I feel like you can win with Wimberly and Neely.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's like these guys are crappy running backs. I don't think we're having this conversation. I actually think both of those guys are – you know, I think that there's a lot in the tank that we haven't seen from those two. Is that accurate?
It's absolutely accurate. I mean, what I expect from Aaron Wimberly every week is what we saw against Texas last year, where there were times when he would get an open field and he would lower shoulder against a linebacker, bounce off, and get four more yards.
Yeah.
The problem is, Aaron is a guy that requires a little bit of free space in order for his moves to work. Someone like Alexander Robinson could shimmy through anywhere and get 4 yards. Wimberly needs a little bit more space. But once he gets that space, which he's got to help himself out better with kind of tracks and setting up linebackers.
This is not – I don't mean to insult you here, okay?
Well, if you have to preface what you're going
like
to say –
I'm about to be insulted.
That's like
no,
when you not, say, with all insulting. Due respect.
Yeah, well, that's right, kind of. But in 2011, you guys ran the ball on Oklahoma State really well. You had a couple big runs. People remember it. Is it as simple as you had Kelechi Osemele at a guard spot?
He was a tackle at that point.
At that, but you also had Hayworth Hicks there,
right.
too. Did the offensive line make that big a difference, which I'm not saying Wimberly and Neely are better than you, but they you were able to get you gashes of yards that year.
Well, a lot of what offensive line is about is being athletic and strong enough to, when someone hits you, they stay in contact with you. It's kind of the bread and butter of what an offensive lineman
right.
is.
Yeah.
And that's what Tom Farniak and a healthy Daigle / Gannon and Campos are doing a pretty good job at, and Burton on the offensive line. They're doing a pretty good job, but once they're on, they're maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is getting to that point, which that's where the running backs come in. A huge amount is getting the defenders and pushing them by where you're running, where your track is, where before you take off and run down past the line of scrimmage, where you're setting them up, getting them to those linemen. Because the offensive line, from what I've seen, is doing a decent job of maintaining blocks. It's getting on them in the first place that's the problem.
So they're going to run the football better on Saturday?
Well, I don't think they get any worse. 20 carries for 28 yards.
quickly, we got to go to a break. Did you like what you saw from Martinez Siria, the true freshman?
I really did.
I did too.
He's physical. He was downhill. I'm a little bit biased.
You're a little biased there.
Downhill
that's
guys.
Right.
But
they need somebody to mix it up.
Yeah, and the thing is if he's – I think Devon McNeely's just lost a little bit of trust from the coaching staff based on the couple fumbles at Iowa.
Rightfully so.
The drop – there's a drop screen against Baylor.
Yep.
But he's lost a little bit of trust, and he was the guy that really kind of put his shoulder down and do a little work in the middle. And if Siri can do that, of just lower his shoulder, do some grunt work, get 4 yards – and get hit at the line of scrimmage, then that's what they need. Because literally all you need to get from a run game perspective is the threat that it potentially could be effective. And Iowa State didn't have that on Saturday. They did have it against Iowa, the threat of potential success.
Yeah, you don't need to get 25-yard runs. You just need a 5-yard run.
Yeah.
Like, that would help.
They start with anything, yeah.
I mean, it's weird we say Syria looked good.
He averaged
1.8 yards a carry. So.
Yeah.
That's almost as tall as he is.
Yeah, you're a mathematician.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. It can only get better, but I do think just a little bit better will help the pass game quite a bit. I don't think Iowa State can throw it 50 times. I really don't, and be successful. And it does sound like Siri is going to play a lot more on Saturday.
All right. There's the run game conversation for the night. We'll talk about more flowery things coming up here in just a little bit. When we come back, we're going to bring on Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're going to do our picks and the big hot deal of the week. It's a good one. this week. We'll be back right after this. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. A little Vikings-Packers coming up here in just a little bit. Royals going to be the late game. They are at Anaheim tonight. So lots going on tonight at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic radio show, powered, as always, by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We welcome Tim Mullen to the broadcast from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Tim, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Chris. How
you
doing?
Good to see you. I'm great. I'm a little nervous, the Vikings game. I'm not really nervous, though, that they won't win that. They lose by 24 tonight to the Packers. I'm calling it. They'll lose by 24.
It's in Lambeau, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lambeau.
Who's starting that game?
Christian Steele.
He is starting.
Yeah, he's starting. So it's going to get ugly.
So Teddy's not playing at all?
No, Teddy's he's down for the count.
That's too bad.
He's down for the count.
I'd like to see how that would go the other way.
As would I.
I'm told it's supposed to be pouring there tonight or something.
Yeah, it's just a disaster, this whole thing. Eddie Lacy runs for like 200 yards. They're actually going to run tonight.
Well, it'd be the first time.
The Packers pass to set up the run all the time. And tonight they're going to run the football all over my Vikings. I got a bad feeling. Hopefully I'm wrong. Tim, your deals are hot, man. I'm getting like tweets all the time, like, "Hey, when's the Furniture Mart deal come out?"
It's actually
all the time.
It's been great, Chris. I actually, the last couple deals, I've had an opportunity to talk to people as they're picking stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of the folks we talked to have just been great. And what I'm hearing is we'll be listening next Thursday.
Good.
And
I'm getting
a lot of fun
thing.
For us. Yeah, a lot of fun for us.
So about every Wednesday, I'll start getting a tweet or two from somebody, and they're like, hey, when's the deal come out this week? Yeah. So what's the deal this week? What's this week's deal?
No, here's what we got this week. I think it's a great deal, too. We normally don't offer these as combined offer. But what we're doing this week, we have a flooring deal this week for everybody. If you were thinking about doing some work around the house, getting some flooring laid, what we're doing this week, we're going to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, I talked to your guy, Adam, the other day, and he said, hey, you keep running these deals through Saturday, but we're watching football. I said, okay, let's run it through Sunday. So
yeah.
We're going to run it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 3 days, and we're offering free basic installation on all flooring surfaces we carry.
Free installation?
Free basic installation on everything we carry. So if you're putting in carpet, you're putting in tile, you're putting wood, laminate, doesn't matter. It's going on your floor. Free basic installation is covered. Plus, this is the part we never do. If we do that, we generally run it at our everyday low price.
Yep.
We're going to take 10% off our everyday low price as well as run the free basic installation. So you get a deal on the price plus free basic installation.
And you have these electronic price tags where there's literally it's impossible for somebody
to sell
it cheap.
You're not going to beat our price.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Price. Yeah.
Technologically impossible for this to happen.
And we're also running great financing right now. We've got 18 months no interest. So you come in, take advantage of the interest, no interest financing for 18 months, and then you come in and get free basic installation on whatever flooring you're looking for at 10% off our everyday low price, which is the lowest in town already.
This might be the best deal yet.
It's a good one.
That's really good.
This might be the best one.
We just put in floors at our house, and
should have talked to Tim.
Really wish we would have before we did it.
Yeah.
All right, Woody.
Should have talked to Tim. All right. That's at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Friday through Sunday.
Yep.
We've got some picks to make.
Absolutely.
Now, if you want to make these picks with us, you go on to CycloneFanatic.com. It's on our forums. You can do this. But winners of our weekly pick competition will be in the drawing for a kegerator giveaway at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. All you got to do, too, if you walk in there to get your flooring, you can just sign up right there.
Yep.
We'll do the drawing on November 30th. You got to be 19 years or older and a U.S. resident, of course, to win that. So let's do our picks. We actually have seven games, gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
It's a huge – finally, like a good weekend in college. I feel like it's been like a really watered down
last
season.
Weekend was tough.
Yeah, the non-conference just.
Yeah.
It's time to go
it's
now.
It's been nasty.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
LSU at Auburn. Auburn is an 8-point favorite. Jeffrey, who do you like?
You know, I really, for whatever reason, there's something about this LSU team that just I am not a huge fan of. And I think Nick Marshall is as explosive of a running quarterback as there is. I'm going to take the Auburn Tigers.
Tim?
Yeah, no, I got to go the same way. I think there's something about LSU that I just I know it's a tough game. They lost, but I'm just not sold on them right now.
Yeah.
Auburn great against the spread in their last 10 games. I'm going to go with Auburn to cover.
Yeah, LSU soured me with that Mississippi State game.
Yeah.
I thought they would really cover there, and that was ugly. I'll go with Auburn as well. Bama at Mississippi.
Alabama.
Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
Tim, who do you like?
You know, this is one of those games that it's just simple for me. Until proven otherwise, Alabama.
That's actually some very fine analysis.
Yeah, that's Jeff. All I've got on this.
No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jeff?
I think Austin Arnott said this pretty well. Alabama is going to get turnovers, and if Bo Wallace can prevent that, Ole Miss. But Bo Wallace is incapable of preventing himself from turning the ball over.
Six interceptions, leading the SEC in interceptions.
Yeah. You can't do that against Bama. No. I'll take Bama to cover.
I'm going to take Bama as well for the same reasons you guys mentioned. Plus, it's six. I like it at six. If that was at 8.5 or something like that.
If it gets up there, I get more nervous.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. This is, this is probably the most exciting game of the weekend, one I'm really looking forward to watching on Saturday night. Nebraska at Michigan State.
Yeah.
8.5 for Michigan State. I'll tell you what. I really like this Nebraska team. They're fun to watch. They play a fun brand of football, I think. But I'm not thrilled about Armstrong going into that environment. I don't know if I trust him at this point. I like Michigan State by 10.
No, I agree with you there. I think this is where they've been off to a great start. You know, the Cornhuskers are out there feeling good about what they're doing. I just think Michigan State more than they can handle right now. Both teams great against the spread in the last six games, but I think Michigan State wins this one and covers.
Yeah.
I think for the exact same reason we're picking chalk on this one, because Michigan State and Coach D'Antoni he's like, you know what? We are not going to let them run the ball.
Yeah.
Amir Abdullah is still going to get his 150 yards or whatever
it is.
He's
a great player.
He's real good.
Yeah.
But I don't think Armstrong can throw enough to cover that, 8 points?
Yep.
I don't think they can throw enough and score enough to cover 8 points. I'm going to take I'll take Michigan State.
All right, let's move to the Big 12. Texas Tech is at Kansas State, 12.5 for Wild Bill Snyder. What do you think, Jeff?
12.5 is big points, and I think it should be even more. I think Texas Tech is way too undisciplined to go into Manhattan to play any type of competitive game. I'm going to take the Wildcats by 21 plus.
Tim?
I'm told Webb is game time decision.
Yeah.
For Tech, which is kind of scary to start off with anyway. Texas Tech's allowing over 200 yards rushing on the road.
Yeah.
Which that's Kansas State's wheelhouse. So I got Kansas State covering this easily, probably by more, like Jeff said, like three touchdowns.
Yeah, this is getting boring because I completely agree. We have not disagreed on a pick yet, gentlemen. Yeah. Let's do that right here.
Okay.
Oklahoma -5 at TCU. I'm taking the Sooners until I think they've covered every game this year. I mean, this is them and Baylor. It's 1A, 1B at this point. TCU now is tricky in the sense that if you look at their defensive stats, they're the best defensive team in the Big 12 in pretty much every category at this point, but I still wonder, you know, who they played. I got to go Oklahoma at -5.
Yeah, I'm not sure this was the game to start disagreeing on.
I agree.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
I agree. Yeah.
I just, you know, 5 for Oklahoma here. I mean, they're both, you know, I don't see how you pick against Oklahoma right here. It's pretty close to the Alabama pick.
Yeah.
You know, going on the road to West Virginia showed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was some, you know, muster in their
team.
That
was all I needed to see right there.
I just think right there my theory is kind of like I said with Alabama. Until proven otherwise, I don't know how I could go again, and especially at 5.
Yeah, is TCU for real, Jeff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not buying it.
Coach Patterson's a great defensive coach, but a lot of defensive coaches want to take away one thing and that take away the best thing that an offense does. What does Oklahoma not do well on offense?
Mm-hmm. Great point.
So at 5 points, I think it's a steal, Oklahoma.
Baylor, 16.5-point favorites at Texas. Saw them live last week. I was impressed, but I still don't think Baylor played even close to its best football game last Saturday in Ames. Texas has been running its mouth. Baylor's been running its mouth. This is a new hot rivalry game in the Big 12. Tim, who do you like?
These are my two stats of the week against the spread. You ready?
All right.
4-0 against the spread in the last four is Baylor.
Yep.
But also 4-0 against the spread against Texas in their last four.
So look at this guy
bringing the heat.
Yes.
I got Baylor all over this one. I think Texas is in disarray still, and to have that well-oiled machine come in, too much for them right now. Well, easily.
I think this is absolutely personal for every player on the Baylor roster. I think this is a bloodbath, and I think Baylor enjoys every second of it.
Yeah, I think Art makes a statement on Saturday.
Runs
Bloom's shaking
up.
His head. Bloom, you like the Longhorns? Bloom's anti-Baylor. He's very, very anti-Baylor. He's proven this time and time again. All right, Clones at Oklahoma State. We're taking it at 17. I like Iowa State to cover. I think Iowa State's in this game in the fourth quarter. I think this could be the Paul Rhodes upset special of the year. I don't know if I'm prepared to pick it. I like Oklahoma State by a field goal. I think Iowa State is I don't think that last week is very indicative of this football team. I think it's still getting better. I think Oklahoma State's significantly less of a football team compared to Baylor. It is on the road, 11 o'clock in sleepy Stillwater. Iowa State's coming to town. I'm not sure how raucous that crowd is going to be.
Yep.
Cyclones cover.
Yep. No, I agree. Make it a Saturday night game. Make it a big event. I wonder what, you know, that plays out at that point.
Yep.
17 is a big spread to cover on the road. I think Iowa State sticks in there and covers 17.
So we pick all of the same games, all seven of them. I'm going to take Iowa State to cover. I think
we're either all great
or we're all idiots.
This
is insane, though. Like, I don't think this has
and
ever
this is
happened.
They're all pretty even matches. I think it's the line that's everything. Like Alabama for 6 and Oklahoma with 5.
Yeah.
I think those are just weird lines.
Yeah.
Tim, make that 10.5. I don't know.
Tim, thank you for your time.
No, absolutely.
Flooring deal at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde.
A quick second, if I could.
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
Quick shout out.
Yeah. Who we got?
10 years today. Happy anniversary to my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're here with us?
10 years today.
Ruh-roh.
Happy anniversary to my beautiful wife. Now, there's a reason you stay together 10 years. She
understands
girl.
You want to come here and hang out with the Cyclone Fanatic guys.
Absolutely.
That's a heck of a catch you got
there,
buddy.
Happy anniversary, Carrie.
Happy anniversary to Carrie. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Go on in. The free installation on the flooring. The deal coming up on Friday through Sunday, only at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. It is an in-store deal only. Take our second break of the night. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Iowa State football. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO. I saw that.
Maybe you're driving to work, Maybe you're driving home, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Let's go now. Let's head north up to Ames. We got Doc Warmy on the phone, the Jeff Woody lookalike from our friends at the McFarland Clinic. Hey, Doc, you got me and Jeff Woody. What's going on, my friend? How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, guys?
Woody always goes around and brags that he looks like you.
I'm
you guys
so proud of the fact that we are hashtag twinsies.
I'm only okay with that if people think Woody is good looking and smart and athletic.
That's a big if.
I got a problem, Doc. I've never heard anybody refer. I've heard people refer to Jeff as smart, but never good looking.
We definitely don't look like each other then.
Doc, you wrote about shoulder separations today and some of the the new things you guys can do at the McFarland Clinic. That I had shoulder problems. I had three shoulder surgeries when I was in high school, and reading your blog today at CycloneFanatic.com was fascinating to me. What came to my mind while reading it was the epic Jake Knott game a couple of years ago. And Jake's, talked a lot about that. But, boy, you're right, though. I mean, you guys, can you just explain to our listeners a little bit about your blog? And just it's amazing how far this has come over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I was trying to highlight today is just that the evolution of sports medicine surgery has really gone towards all arthroscopic fixes and repairs. And the blog I talked about today is a unique injury called shoulder separations. And historically, that, you know, not many of those get fixed. And when they do, there are these big open procedures, multiple days in the hospital, and big open gruesome dissections. And the arthroscopy has really enabled us to do amazing things with just, you know, four, five poke holes around the shoulder or the knee or the hip.
Mm-hmm.
And it minimizes surgical time. It minimizes hospital time. And, you know, I think that, you know, that really is the way that things are moving for the future, it, not only in sports medicine, but really in all of orthopedics.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, I know you talked about today, too. I mean, you have a guy go down with a separated shoulder and play the next week. I mean, that's accurate, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's crazy. If you're interested in that, Doc Warmy's got a blog. You put some cool pictures up there as well that I thought really described, well, that helped show what you were writing about. The Sports Doc Weekly Blitz every Thursday at CycloneFanatic.com from our friends at the McFarlane Clinic. Doc Warmy, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald. Doc, thanks for joining us tonight. Vikings, Packers, who's your pick? They're about to kick off. You've worked in the NFL. You know more about this stuff than we do. Who wins tonight?
Well, I got most of my friends are Vikings guys, but
yeah, smart dudes.
I like them both. Hard to say. I think I'll go with the Vikings.
Wow, I like it.
Bold move.
It is a bold move. Thanks, Doc.
Yep.
Take care, man. From one Vikings fan to another, Glenn Waterhouse Insurance joins us. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm excited the Vikings are on tonight. That's my team.
That's my team. I'm not excited. I think they get killed tonight.
Chris is terrified right now.
Yeah, I think they lose by 24. I'm on the record.
That could be.
Christian Ponder is starting quarterback tonight.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. The rain helps, though. If you're going to have Christian Ponder as your quarterback, I'd rather it be in the elements, because there's no threat to pass the ball anyways.
Because what Vikings fan didn't, you know, go, you know what, I want Ponder to hand off to Asiata on the first play of the game.
And Jerick McKinnon. Yeah, what a weird scenario. The Vikings have like 8 starters out. But it was a fun game on Sunday, though. Glenn Waterhouse, State Farm Insurance, glennwaterhouse.com, former Cyclone linebacker. So when we get Glenn on the program, we like to talk defense, and we've got Jeff Woody as well. I didn't think Iowa State's defense, even though they gave up 601 yards against Baylor, I didn't think they were that bad. I thought they got put in one bad position after another. The offense was going 3 and out. It was a suicidal recipe in that football game on Saturday. Did you think they played that badly, Glenn? I was actually kind of impressed.
I think they got better as the game went on. There was that lull early, you know, when we started making some missed tackles and some things when Petty jumped over the guy. But, you know, as the game went on, they got a little bit better. 49 points is still a lot of points, but against Baylor, you know, I was satisfied.
Were you satisfied, Jeff? What did you think?
I don't know if satisfied is the right word. I wasn't displeased with how they played.
They didn't take a step back.
No. They didn't take a step back. I don't think they took a tremendous step forward. I thought that the coverage was pretty good. That I was actually pretty pleased with. The coverage was pretty good for the most part. There were a couple of those kind of sideline tiptoe passes that Petty puts on the money. He could just throw into a solo cup if he wanted to. But a lot of the things that I wasn't pleased
That's
with.
That's a great analogy. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is
that was
like,
really good.
Like sounds like he has some experience with solo cups.
Yeah, it's the same, man. It's like a Toby Keith video
about?
Here.
But anyways, like what I was disappointed with, like open field tackling that the secondary had, like that touchdown that Coleman, the wide receiver number one, had, where Nigel was going to kind of swat the ball out and try and make too much of a play as opposed to just tackling him and eating the 15-yard gain and leaving it at 15. He tried to make too much of a play, tried to go for a swat, ended up being a 40-yard touchdown. So I think things like that were just open field tackling, which is really hard to do. We talked about that last week. But I think they can still get better at that. And especially with a guy like Tyreek Hill coming in, you have to be really good open field tackling from top to bottom.
What do you think, Glenn, Glenn Waterhouse, State Farm Insurance, what do you think about Iowa State's secondary? Here's a stat for you. Dax Garmon completed half of his passes last Thursday night against Oklahoma State were for 30 yards or more. So we know that they're going to attack Iowa State's young secondary. You think they're up for the challenge? Because that's a whole different ballgame.
I think the difference is Petty was getting the ball off quick, and I think Oklahoma State does a little more pocket passing.
Yeah.
They do a little more drop back, and I think that's going to be an advantage. You know, Baylor was getting the ball off so quick. I think when you have those deep routes and you have, you know, if our D-line comes alive, I think that's an advantage to Iowa State defense, you know, if the guys, the DNs get going.
I kind of feel, I talked with Jeff about this, but I feel like Garmin's a guy. I think if you flirt with him and make him go underneath a little bit, I think he could throw 3 picks in a game.
We sure hope so.
Can Iowa State's defensive backs take advantage of that, though? We've seen a lot of drop picks.
Well, yes. I think so, because you can take that stat and just look at it the glass half full way. 50% of his completions were 30 yards or more. That means he completed as many passes throwing it up and just letting a guy run underneath of it. Yeah. As he was trying to put it accurately, meaning he's not very good at putting something accurately when he needs to.
That's what I say. You force him underneath, what's he going to do?
Exactly. And a lot of those passes, if it's inaccurate underneath, Oklahoma State does like to run a lot of kind of crossing routes over the middle. If those aren't accurate, those get tipped up, and that's just, Waterhouse, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You see that ball in the air, and as an offensive player or a defensive player, it is as big as a beach ball. And if Iowa State can come down with one, two, three, five, however many of those you can, that's a recipe for success, because you can put that offense in a short field. You don't need to run the ball if they can't, because you get a short field.
Glenn Waterhouse here, your defense, have you guys been scored on this year, Johnston Dragons?
We
you guys been scored on yet?
Scores. We're averaging 1 point a game giving up right now.
1 point a game.
Yeah. Just an extra point.
What's your game plan, Coach? Coach Waterhouse, you're in Wally Burnham's shoes. What are you doing on
Saturday?
Well,
I just think they just got to go out and be aggressive and try to make some things happen and force some turnovers. And that gets excitement for everybody. You know, when you get some turnovers, change momentum, you're going to be on the road facing a great team. And the defense, they're going to be out there, you know, forced to make some stops. We know our offense is getting better, but, you know, there's a lot of times our offense is three and out, so they just got to be prepared to play a long game and set in there and make as many things happen as possible.
We gotta sell you some life insurance. Right, is that what we're pushing, life insurance, Otto? What are we pushing today?
September was life insurance, but, you know, I want some tweets just like Tim Mullen gets over there at Nebraska Furniture Mart. We're helping some people, you know. We're helping a lot of people. Life insurance is a big thing right now, helping families. But auto, home, banking, financial services, we do it all at State Farm.
GlenWaterhouse.com. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Hey, Chris, I can't be one up by Tim, though. I got to say shout out. I got my boy here, Quinn, and my wife, Sherry's here tonight.
Yeah.
So.
We're hanging out watching the Vikings at Benchmark.
Absolutely. Go
tonight.
Vikings.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm. When we come back, we're going to play five questions right after this on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better, and Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and of course, MarkCharter.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve, because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Of course, we are presented by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Time now for Five Questions. We'll welcome Brent Bloom back to the program. Of course, Five Questions brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, 515-440-2676, or you can visit them at dsmcapitalortho.com. Bloom, welcome back to the program.
It's an honor. Do I get a win this week? I haven't won in like
I'm 3-1,
month.
I think.
Yeah, Woody's just been crushing you.
Do we have five questions or one question?
Yes, we have five questions.
That's legit. I got
five
shot then.
Broad questions
okay.
This week.
Let's
start off a little baseball fever, I feel like, here.
Okay.
I feel like a little baseball. Royals, Kansas City Royals. Bloom, your nemesis, your I-70 nemesis. Bloom is a Cardinals
little
fan.
Brother.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Not starting off well.
Jeff Woody, how far do the Royals go in the playoffs?
That's
win a World Series? You feeling good? Just 1985. We're going to party like it's 1985.
They have some magic going on. So, but the problem is they have to play in California, not in Kansas City all the time. If they can get past the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, then I think they're going to – they have a good shot at it because I don't like either one of the teams.
We're just going straight subjective. Orioles. I don't like them.
The Tigers pitching has been inconsistent. I think the Orioles have a lot of injuries and they've kind of scrapped together wins, which is pretty good, but, I mean, nothing that can be relied upon. I think the Royals have a pretty good shot if they get by Anaheim. I don't know if they can do that.
What do you think, Bloom?
Their season's over by Monday.
Bloom gets the point.
Ouch.
3-0.
I want the Royals. Man, I'd give
anything for the Royals. They don't have the offense.
Yeah. I would give anything for them to make a run.
They had that one hurrah, and I was happy for them. They got the hurrah. But that could be another 29 years.
Here's a nugget for you. Coming up tomorrow, Rob Gray recently spoke with Sage Rosenfels. He also spoke with, I believe, Brady Quinn, who's doing color commentary in the big game on Saturday for the Cyclones. So Sage Rosenfels, Rob Gray's talking to me about this. And Sage, you know, he's very high on Sam Richardson. Same opinion as you. That's the one thing I've noticed about Sam. Good football guys who know the game think Sam Richardson's a guy you can absolutely win with and think he's played well enough. Sage says, right now, Sam Richardson's the best player on Iowa State's offense. True or false, Bloom?
Whoa. True. He hasn't been great, but it's him or Campos? I mean,
no, I Farniok.
Farniok, okay.
Yeah.
No, I think it's hard to say the center's the best player. So
yeah,
I,
maybe
yeah,
he
I
was talking skill position, too. I don't know the context of it, but
either.
I thought it was an intriguing comment. Let's say just skill positions, then.
Yes, Richardson's been the offense.
Well, if we're quantifying it as just skill player, he has been the best skill player. He's been the most consistent. He's been the guy that has distributed the ball really well. But if we're going with total offense, it's got to be Tom Farniok. I mean, with him on the field, it's a completely different offensive line. It's a completely different offense. They can't protect with him or without him. They can't do any type of run blocking without him. And they're capable at pass protection, and the run game is hopefully going to get better with him on there. But Tom Farniak's the best player on Iowa State's team. But if you're talking to the skill players, I got to go with Sam, too.
Woody gets the point, 1-1. Bloom, you were copping us an attitude when we were doing picks with Tim Mullen and Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde.
It was.
Bloom's over there just rolling his eyes.
Picking straight favorites.
Lying in the weeds.
Your wife could do that.
Yes, she could. Texas hangs with Baylor, true or false?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
They got a defense. Like, everyone says there's no talent in Texas. The defense is pretty good. Cedric Reed's a good defensive end.
What do you mean by hangs with? Is that 10 points?
I think it's within a touchdown. Absolutely do.
Wow.
The 17-16, was that 16
pick?
And a half?
17 and a half.
17 and a half? That's ridiculous. Like, go down to start driving to Vegas and put your money on the Longhorns.
You got the hook right there at the 16 and a half.
Well, I think it's within seven or 10. I like Baylor. I like their offense.
Love Baylor.
But I think a team can get physical with him, and I think the Texas defense can get physical with him. I'd like to see how they respond. You know, Baylor doesn't like Texas. Texas is angry at Baylor, too. Baylor's now the program. And I don't know if they can move the ball, but I said in our picks they hold them under 30 points.
Jeff?
Even if they do hold them under 30 points, that's still 31-0 because Texas's offense is predicated on running the ball. Baylor is going to put – they're going to play the exact same game plan that they did against Iowa State. They're going to put all the safeties within 8 yards, and they're going to force that Swopes kid to actually throw the ball. And I don't think he's shown that he can do it. I don't know if he actually can. I don't know if their offensive line can protect long enough for him to do it because they're going to bring six guys. I think he's going to hit too much, even if the Texas defense plays out of their mind and holds Baylor to under 30 points, which I don't see happening. Their offense cannot match at all, score for score.
I don't even need to say who gets the point. We all know it's Woody.
No, I'll send you both a text at 6:30 on Saturday night.
And I'm sure you will.
And you're going to go, I'm sorry, I was really wrong.
You can buy me a beverage at Benchwarmers.
I'm sure you will. Hey, before we get to the final two questions, I want to give a really quick shout-out to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I tell you what, I've been there a couple times. I'm not just saying this. The service, Doc Nicholson's my guy in Ankeny. It's just been unbelievable. It's actually, I used to be one of those guys who hated going to the doctor. I still don't like going to the doctor, but it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. IAMenCenter.com. They have an FAQ page where men can go on there. You can read about low T, vasectomies, Woody, erectile dysfunction, buddy. You can go and read about that right there.
That's a very personal matter.
Maybe anything, though. My point is, like a guy, like we don't like to talk about that stuff. You go on there, you read the FAQ. If you need to go and schedule something, the IA Clinic, the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamencenter.com, 8 metro locations, Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines. All right, question number 4. Heisman Trophy winner right now. You got to vote Brent Bloom. Who do you vote for?
Marcus Mariota, and it's not close.
I'm going to go with Todd Gurley, and I just think he's been the most versatile player on a team that is not quite as stacked as Oregon is.
I'm going to give Bloom the point. I would lead. I really like Bryce Petty, but I would give you Mariota at this point. I can't not argue that. Fifth question. What is it, 2-2? 2-2 going into this one. Why can't E.J. Bibbs get the ball, guys? E.J. Bibbs has 11 catches through 4 games. He's supposed to be the best tight end of the Big 12. He's got 3.5 catches. That's the over-under for Saturday. I feel like they get him involved, Jeff. What about you?
Well, it really depends. If everyone else in the offense does well, they can stop double covering E.J. Bibbs.
Paul did not like me asking about why E.J. Bibbs does not have more questions but catches the other day.
Because he's getting
a little irritated with
me. He's getting double covered on almost every single pass route.
So should somebody else be open? That's somebody else the ball.
They have to make sure those passes land. If the passes land, then they have to stop double covering EJ. If that's the case, then EJ absolutely tears him apart. But I don't know.
This is a complex,
somebody else has to do it.
This is a complex game of football we're talking about, isn't it?
Super simple, super difficult at the same time.
It sure is, Bloom. Over under 3.5. That's the question.
I'll take over.
Bloom?
I'll go over as well, and I think it's to the point as an off. And I'm going to make football seem really overly simple.
Okay. No, that's good.
But you get the ball to your playmakers, and that's why Jarvis West and E.J. Bibbs need to touch the ball more than they did against Baylor. And I think both West and Bibbs go over 4 catches. Because you got to get the ball somewhere. Might as well give it to those guys.
And I think if you get the ball to West, then that means you can get the ball to Bibbs. I think it has to go that way first because then they have to pull that other guy, that other safety off of Bibbs. So Jarvis' success.
Was it just because they're all up on the line? But why isn't Jarvis West doing any more of the motion stuff? Like, that worked against K-State.
I think he was dinged up.
I think he was.
He didn't return kicks. I freaked out about this earlier in the week. When I went back and watched that game, I mean, he looked fine out there. Mm-hmm. He had to have been feeling something from that concussion where they weren't. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of because, like you said, Bloom, it worked so well against Kansas State, and then they completely went away from it. Mark Mangino's way too smart to not use that guy.
Agreed.
I agree, and I think if he's not returning kicks, he's too good of a kick returner. That's his best position is that kick returner. And if you're taking him off of that, it means you're not comfortable with having him in there.
Guys, I think Iowa State's got a shot in this game. I have a feeling it's more of a gut feeling than anything, but I think they got a shot.
I agree with you. Here's why. Oklahoma State's very, very young, and this is a game that some of those young guys may not be up for. I mean, they're playing 9 true freshmen. You think Iowa State's playing true freshmen?
Yeah.
Oklahoma State's playing 9 of them and 13 more redshirt freshmen. Really young team. How do they get up for an Iowa State that they think they're just going to walk in and defeat an 11 a.m. kick? Plus, you have the uncertainty of Dax Garmon. It sets up well for Wally Burnham's defense.
Jeff?
Yeah, I think Iowa State's set up pretty well here. I mean, Oklahoma State, as a 1-3 team. Oklahoma State, they've been punched in the mouth one time at Florida State. I'm still not that impressed with Florida State, but I think Iowa State, hit them hard, run the ball, be physical. I think they got a shot.
Hit them hard every yard. Fry.
Yes.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks.
Good to have
on.
Your insight tonight, Bloomer. Travel safely to Stillwater, my friend.
Go Christian Steel.
All right. Thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight while the podcast up shortly at CycloneFanatic.com. Signing off from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Nebraska Furniture Mart Radio Show.